want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
I want to read to you a passage out of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are God's chosen and special people. You are a group of royal priests and a holy nation. And God has brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now you must tell all the wonderful things that he has done. That's kind of plain and simple, huh? You know, it's real easy to get caught up in what's happening out in the darkness. But how many know that darkness has been doing what darkness does since Adam and Eve? So it shouldn't be a shock to us. It shouldn't be a surprise to us because God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And all we're supposed to be doing is going around not talking about the darkness. Hello, it's darkness. You're supposed to be light in the darkness, right? So what we're supposed to do is get your eyes off of the darkness and be the light that he called you to. And by that light, he's going to overtake. So the light always, the scripture says it. I can pull it up for you. You ready for this? Let me give you this. The light, John chapter 1, verse 5. The light keeps shining in the dark, and the darkness has never put it out. So why are we talking about the darkness? Why aren't we talking about the light within us? You know, when you get excited about something that, when I get excited about my flowers, my plants, my vegetables, what do? I just want to tell everybody about it, right? When I get excited about something my kids do, my grandson, my granddaughters, I want to tell everybody about it, right? So I look for people to bore to death with my stuff that I'm excited about, right? How many of you got that same thing going on? Amber, when you're excited about something, do you want to tell somebody about it? Right, so how excited should we be about the hope that is in us that pushes back the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out? It can't consume it. In fact, the scripture says that we are what withholds all evil until he comes again. We are. Now, you know, of course, it's he who's taken out of the way, and it was talking about the church. So you're the church. That means the power that's in you. When you got born again, you received the Holy Ghost. And that power that is in you is the same power that was in Peter when he said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have, rise up and walk. It's the same power that was in Jesus. Amen. At the Mount of Transfiguration and everything he did when he fed 5,000, healed multitudes. Yeah. The same power is in you. And we want to talk about the darkness. The same power is in you, and we want to worry about stuff that's going on in your life. We want to focus on what we lack. Well, that's just your demon-oppressed, influenced brain talking to you, and you have to tell it. Thank you. Well, the little kids don't want us to say that word, Miss Polly. But I say shut up. So, and those parents that want me to stop saying shut up, Pastor reads it out of the Bible, so... Okay, it says it. And I think stupid's in there somewhere too, so I get in trouble for that one. You can just say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get behind me. Stop listening to your brain tell you what can't be done, how terrible it all is out there, and just start running your race and finish it, right? You have a race to run. Every one of us has a race to run. We have a calling to fulfill. We have the loss that we need to bring into the light so they can join us in being light in the darkness, right? We're not supposed to be sitting around mully grubbing and whining and complaining and snot-nosing and counting gas prices and counting all that junk. Who is your provider? And if it goes up to whatever it goes up to, that just means God's going to ka-ching it right back out and give you what you need to get you where you need to be if you're supposed to be there. Right? So you got to stir up the gift that's within you. You need to start prophesying over some things. There's some stuff in your family, stuff in your household. You need to start speaking to their spirits. You don't have to talk to them face to face. Speak to their spirits. Call them out of darkness, right? My mother-in-law and another lady went to the hospital and laid hands on someone who had coded. You know what that means? They were what? They were dead. And you know what happened? They came back to life. Now listen, they have no theological degree. Who told them they could do that? They never went to Bible college. Who told them they could do that? They don't have a title behind their name. Who told them they could do that? Answer my question. The Word did. That's right. And it's by the Word. It's not by our opinion. It's not by us loving on them and making relationship with them. It's the Word of God that does it. There's nothing that you can offer that they can't question and bring into their judgment and reject, right? You can be as sweet and kind as you want to be all day long for as long as you want, and they can reject it and throw it away. But they have to deal with the Word of God. And what's even better than that is the devils submit to it. Hello? Devils submit to the Word of God. So you get it in your mouth and you start to use it. Now listen. If you don't believe me, try it. Amen? Just try it. Just find out if the light in you can be overcome by the darkness. The only way it gets overcome by the darkness is if you surrender it. If you let it be drawn from you and you submit it to the darkness. And even then, the darkness still can't consume it. It's just got you shut down. How many of you want to live defeated Christian walk? And you want to stand before your Father in His glory and give Him a pot full of snot-nosed excuses why you didn't do what He asked you to do when you were ruling and reigning on the earth in your kingdom? Who wants to stand before God and say, well, I would have, but... Or who wants to say, Lord, You spoke, I answered. You spoke, I went. You spoke, I said. You showed me, and I saw it through the things that were there. Who wants that kind of faith? How do you get it? Where does it come from? Believing the Word of God and doing what it says. Of course, a bunch of you already do that, right? I mean, you're witnessing, you're sharing your faith. But are you still feeling kind of overcome by the darkness? Are you still feeling like you just got smushed like I smashed them bugs in my garden? Then we got to revive ourselves, right? We got to be stirred up. We got to remember where we came from and who we are. And we have to provoke others to get into their calling, right? And stop feeling sorry for them. There is nothing they're missing because everything for life and godliness is given to them. And they're going to tell you, oh, I'm missing this and I'm missing that and I can't do right because and I can't do right. You know, it's garbage because the scripture says what? I can do all things. So I'm not overcome by sin, am I? I don't have to participate with the enemy's lies, do I? No, and I'm not depressed and anxious and broke, busted, and disgusted. I'm not those things, am I? And neither is anyone else who names the name of Christ as their Savior. Amen? Now, that's good news. So there ought to be a smile on their face, and their pace ought to be a little quicker, right? It shouldn't be mully-grubbing, and it sure should not be given a bunch of excuses why they still stay stuck in sin. Because the hope that is in us is also available to them. And you just got to stop listening to it, because you'll get into a non-biblical worldview and agree with a bunch of garbage and keep them in their bondage when you have the words of hope and you have the words of life. So our favorite passage, or you know, that we go to, it's a foundational passage, right, is there in 2 Peter chapter 1, that through His precious promises, He's made us partakers of the divine nature. Through His precious promises, He's made us partakers of the divine nature. And we're not lacking anything for life and godliness. He's given us all things that we need for life and godliness. That's not just me. That's not just my husband. That's not my kids. That's you, your kids, your family, your friends. And if they're telling you that they don't have everything they need, then that passage says they're just nearsighted and blind and are forgotten. They've been cleansed. So spit in their eyes. That's what Jesus did. Get some mud. Let me clear your eyesight for you. Let me remind you, you've been born again. You've been cleansed. You're nearsighted and blind and are forgotten, so let's remember. And let's see what we really got to brag about. I got a Jesus to brag about. Do you know him? Do you know his power? Do you have his anointing? Can you lay hands on the sick and they'll recover? Can you? Can you lay hands on the sick and proclaim the word of God and they will recover? Can you? It's not a trick question. Can you?
Yes.
How do you know that? Because the Bible says so. Do you have to be prayed up and feeling super, you know, got KJN on or K-Love? Or do you have to have all your music all got you up on an emotional high before the word of God works? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. There have been times in my walk with God where the Lord had me in a position and I walked into a sanctuary and I was full of myself and just so saturated with my view of darkness. And then I had to get up. Oh, you, Sister Cindy, come up here and pray for people. And I'm like, oh, I'm the last person you want to pray for anybody right now. So you go up and you go, Lord, it's got to be you. Well, duh, it's always got to be you, right? It's always got to be him. And so you start praying the Spirit, you lay hands and wow, the Holy Ghost moves because it was never dependent on you. It was always dependent on him. So you let it flow. Amen. You let it flow. So church, we got to shake it up. Wake up. We got to get our hearts on track. It doesn't matter how you feel. It just matters what you do with the word of God that's been entrusted to you, kid. Deliver the package. How many of you know if the UPS driver doesn't deliver your package, you're on the phone with Amazon, Walmart, or whoever you ordered it from wanting to know where your stuff is? Deliver the package. The problem is the people that you have the package for don't know that they got a package coming. But God knows, and he expects you to deliver the package.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.